So now we've seen what our peripheral nervous systems are capable of, what exactly can go wrong? According to the NHS website, in the UK, almost 1 in 10 people over the age of 55 have some degree of peripheral nerve damage. To find out how this damage occurs, I spoke to Rhys Roberts, a nerve doctor and research scientist from Cambridge University and Adam Brooks Hospital.
Diseases of the peripheral nervous systems are generally called peripheral neuropathies. There are various estimates, but roughly around 2% of people will have a peripheral neuropathy at any one time. And some estimate that as we get older, it can go up to around 8% of the population. Now, peripheral neuropathies themselves, the problems can be split into two main types. So there are conditions that you have inherited. These are genetic conditions, many of which, as we now are able to sequence DNA much easier than previously, we're able to pinpoint the specific changes that lead to diseases of the peripheral nerve system, but also a very large group which are what we call acquired. So these are factors which have come on from outside then. So within the acquired part, there's a very, very, very long list of other conditions that can lead to peripheral neuropathies. Now, these can be other medical conditions, or they can be certain things that have affected the nervous system, either been exposed to an agent or a medication has been used for another condition which has had an effect on the nerves. By far the commonest cause of peripheral neuropathy that we see is secondary to diabetes. So roughly two-thirds of people with both the type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, which you will have heard of, will have a neuropathy. So this is very common. And if you think how common diabetes and the commoner it gets with time, this is a significant problem. Clearly, to what extent people living with diabetes will be affected obviously varies from person to person, and also how well controlled the underlying condition is. Of course, people with diabetes can often have an affected autonomic nervous system as well, which can have an effect on their blood pressure, on their ability to sweat, and also on their gastrointestinal system.
So why would diabetes cause nerve issues? Because you do hear about people having tingly feet or tingly fingers. Why is this the case?
So that's a very good question. And I think we don't quite understand why diabetes affects the nerves. What we do know is that the nerves are supplied by very small blood vessels. And it has plays a very important part in the function of the peripheral nerves. Why we know in diabetes that the blood vessels can be affected, and there's certainly a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. So it's likely there's going to be a combination between the high sugar, the dysregulation in fats, and also that effect on the small blood supply to the longest nerves. There's trauma, so when people have injuries and so forth, that can sever the axon of the peripheral nervous system, meaning that the signals can't get across that injury, and anything downstream of that site will either be weak or you'll be numb.
Ah, so this is a physical trauma that essentially snips apart, almost like a pair of scissors, snips apart the nerve, and it's actually disconnected.
Correct. And whilst the nervous system and the Schwann cells in particular will react to these injuries and attempt to guide the growing axon back to where it was before, this not only can take a long time, but on occasions the axons won't get back to exactly where they were previously.
So can that result in paralysis then?
Yes. So any structure that was innervated then by these nerves, essentially the signals wouldn't be getting to the muscles. So you'd be weak, the muscles will get smaller, leading to the inability to move a limb or perform a function. And likewise, any signals that came back via that nerve to the spinal cord to convey any sensation and so forth, that would be impaired as well.
Rhys Roberts there from Cambridge University and Adam Brooks Hospital.